partituren Le Nozze di Figaro van Mozart, Rotterdams Philharmonisch onder Lahavshani, maart dit jaar. Toen het wel duidelijk was dat hij chef zou worden, maar het nog niet was, dat is dit weekend anders. Dan begint hij echt als chef-dirigent. Neem me even mee door het programma van het komend seizoen, vroeg ik hem eerder vandaag. Dat gaat van Johann Sebastian Bach tot Alban Berg. Er zit weinig hedendaagse muziek bij op een altvioolconcert van James Macmillan na.
In fact, the very first piece of our first program is Scherzo No. 2 by Leon Ortel, which is a Dutch composer. Not the usual piece you would hear at the beginning of concert. I think a brilliant piece. And yes, definitely this is something we will do more and more, and we already plan for the next season, to do some world premieres and invest on composers that we all feel deserve support and really let their voice be heard.
Yeah, you bring another talent apart from conducting, that is you're a pianist. Will that influence the programming of the coming seasons as well?
Yeah, I'm going to conduct some of the music myself. As you mentioned in the Bach program, I'm indeed going to play a Bach concerto in D minor and direct from the piano. And this is something I've done with the orchestra before, and certainly we're going to do it many times in the future.
Yeah. Is it possible to continue pursuing these two parallel careers as a conductor and a pianist?
Well, look, so far my main focus was on conducting, but lately, especially since the last season, I came back to the piano much more than before, and this season already I have two recitals planned for the next month, many performances as a pianist with piano concerti. In the orchestra we will have programs where we play chamber music, when I will play together with musicians from the orchestra, and musicians, guest musicians that are the soloists of the week. I will play more just as a pianist without directing from the piano. So slowly this becomes again a more equal element in my musical life.
Well, the soloist you invited to Rotterdam this coming weekend has certainly been very successful in combining the two careers as a conductor and a pianist, Daniel Barenboim.
More than anyone else, I would say.
Yeah. So he is still an example for you as a musician?
Yes, but he is a very rare example. I don't think there is anything like that. In the sense that he started as a pianist and had quite a lot of repertoire and a lot of experience as a pianist, and only then started to conduct and really got to a point where he's really a master in both fields and played and conducted so much repertoire that it's impossible to grasp.
But your advantage is that you started earlier as a conductor, didn't you?
I started earlier as a conductor and I played in the orchestra early on, which I think was a very important step for me, to be an orchestral musician and understand how the whole thing feels from the inside.
Yeah, double bass, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the German press is right naming you a jack of all trades, sort of.
I don't know.
Well, is that part of your palette? Is it necessary to be a jack of all trades in order to grasp the breadth of music itself?
Well, I think in general in life, the more you experience, the more you know, you just become more enriched, and you can use your knowledge in different moments, different places. I also liked playing jazz when I was younger. I liked to play rock even before that. All these things give you a lot of not only musical experience, but human experiences, how to deal with human beings and how to get the best out of them, how to get the best out of yourself in these situations. You know, there is so much information and so much to process in music, that the more enriched you are, the better.
Yeah. Are you telling me that you've given up on jazz and rock?
Not entirely.
But not for us to listen to?
Yeah, well, I like to listen, of course. My young brother, for example, is a wonderful jazz saxophonist, and I always love to listen to him. occasionally to play with him, even though he's on a much higher level at this point. But definitely this is something I still enjoy.
Welcome to Rotterdam. Welcome to the Netherlands.
Thank you very much.
Warmly welcome you, and a big hug from all of us at Radio 4.
Thank you
so much. Lahav Shani.
Bye-bye.